This is an IELTS energy bonus. Get on this list, never before seen offer, and reading Band 9 tips.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Learn today how Band 9 IELTS students practice reading for the utmost success, and learn about a special opportunity that expires next week.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Aubrey, welcome to a bonus, a Band 9 bonus, let's say.
Yes, the best kind of bonus is a Band 9 bonus.
Isn't it the only kind of bonus we would do? Yeah. Guys, we want to remind you, if you have not already put your name on this exclusive list, guys. I don't know what you are waiting for, because this exclusive offer, this whole deal, expires next week. So you need to get your name on that list now so you don't miss your chance to sign up, guys. So what are we talking about here? 4 things Band 9 students do that you don't. If you've already been on this list, you've received some of these tips, guys, but don't worry, there's still more speaking tips to come. So another reason to get on the list now. How can students sign up for this list?
Let's go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS class, which is a little bit of a spoiler hint with the link there.
I know.
That there's also an offer for an exciting class, but you have to sign up, get on the list to find out what that is. And you get these speaking tips automatic of what Band 9 students do that you should be doing. You need to make sure that you're doing all of these as you practice and on test day so that you can get the highest score you're capable of getting.
Exactly, guys. Exactly. So we want to extend on that a little bit today. Band 9 habits of students that a lot of students are not doing, right? So let's talk about the way you practice, because that's where it matters, guys. There are certain things you can do on test day, right, to raise your score. But really, guys, what are you going to change in one day that will affect your score? Your score depends on the work you do before the exam. So we're going to talk about how to make your practice IELTS valid, okay? So we have 2 examples today that we've seen real students show us. So let's talk about reading. How can we make our reading practice IELTS valid, Aubrey?
Yeah, so we recently had a student, we were asking, you know, what are you reading? What are you doing to read? And she let us know that she mostly reads Twitter. This doesn't work when it comes to preparing for IELTS, right? Because that's very different from the reading passages on the IELTS exam. Yeah, you need to be reading, you know, passages that have high-level vocabulary, high-level ideas, but you also need to be reading things that you find engaging. So you can't have just one, not the other. Twitter, you might find that engaging and interesting. It's not high enough level vocabulary. It's not, you know, topics that are in depth and very interesting that might come up on IELTS. So we need to make sure that the types of things you're reading are going to improve your reading skills, the skills and the strategies you need on IELTS. We need to be a little more thoughtful about what we're spending our time reading.
Exactly, guys. We cannot go the easy route if you expect yourself to get to the level you need to be for IELTS, right? So reading practice. What is IELTS valid? Like Aubrey said, newspapers, books, magazines, these are all longer texts. So we're talking about making the text length IELTS valid as well as the level of language, right? And neither of those would apply to Twitter posts. So like we said, magazine articles, books, novels, memoirs, autobiographies, yes. All of those things, guys, will improve your reading comprehension, challenge you to understand what you're reading, teach you vocabulary, improve your grammar, make you comfortable reading. And that is the thing that a lot of students need to practice if you don't have the background of reading. A lot of people grow up not reading.
Right? Exactly.
Like, I've talked to so many students that are just like, we just don't do that in my country. So you have to become a comfortable reader, right? So read longer texts.
Yes. And I'm going to sneak in the tiniest little book recommendation, you guys. I just finished this book called Ophelia, about Ophelia in the play Hamlet. So maybe you've read the William Shakespeare play Hamlet, and it's sort of a like, maybe it didn't happen exactly like you thought. So it's sort of an alternate ending for her. And it's so interesting. It was a page turner, really engaging. So check out that book. And yes, be reading something that is interesting, but also high level, longer text with high level vocabulary. That's how you prepare for the IELTS reading exam.
I just giggled. We'll stop after this, guys, because we know it's a bonus. But I just had to giggle because the book I'm reading right now, fantastic author. It's about a group of Southern women, a group of women in the South. They're all like moms, and half of them are housewives. And they band together to form a book club who eventually starts killing vampires.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
One of my favorite things.
What is it
right
called?
Now.
What's the title?
I can't remember.
You remember?
Can't
okay,
remember
you got to send it to me
right now, but I'll let you know. So guys, get your name on the list. We don't want you to miss this chance, because you know what? Prices are changing on Three Keys IELTS, guys, and we have a score increase guarantee. If you don't increase your score with our help, we will pay for your exam and refund your course, guys. So you need to get on this special list before the prices go up and before we never offer the special class opportunity again, which is free if you're on this list and get in on this offer, guys. So sign up allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. Woo! Okay.
Yes, it's a lot. We don't want you to miss out. So definitely sign up right away. It's not going to be here forever. It's just a few more days that you can get on the list. So sign up today.
Yes. Yes. It all goes away next week, you guys. So sign up right now. allearsenglish.com/IELTS class. All right, sweet Aubrey. I will speak to you soon.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.